you mentioned earlier in our talk too. Speaking of Kings and kind of the struggles, we talked to Ross down in the Chignecks about the Kings and the troubles they've had down there. What was it like on the west side this year?
Right, so we were behind from the beginning, and you know, we waited and waited before we had any commercial openings. We finally basically flew a survey of the Wood River late one evening and felt like we saw a big push of fish going up the Wood River that we needed to respond to. And that's what triggered us to start fishing. But even when we started fishing, we tried to keep it to one tide a day just to be prepared. But we also knew that this big bunch of fish was coming, and we had to be ready when they showed up and have nets in the water so that we didn't have all the fish go up the river as escapement. So that's our big struggle. What's causing the King issues? I don't know. You know, like you said, they had problems in Chignik. It seems like for the last 10 years or so, Kings have really struggled statewide. It could be we're just in a regime that's not favorable to Alaskan Kings. And when I talk about regimes, I'm talking about, you know, they talk about the Pacific Decadal Oscillation or the Aleutian Low Pressure Index, that those kind of weather events, big basin-wide weather events in the North Pacific that change the water temperatures and flow patterns of currents that make it more favorable or less favorable for a specific species or a region. But it's such a big black box out there in the ocean, it's hard to really figure out what's going on. But we do know that statewide, the Kings have not done very well in many years for the past decade. I'm hopeful, because there were so many small Kings this year, I'm hopeful that that will bode well for next year. It'll be interesting to see. The Board of Fish is trying to figure out what they're going to do with the schedule this winter, and we'll see what kind of impact that has on the next year's schedule, because in theory, the Board of Fish would be accepting proposals next spring for Bristol Bay issues, and if that gets delayed another year, we'll see what happens. But I know I expect there to be proposals about King Salmon Management Plan to be put forward to the board.